Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Four Lads Bite Size Podcast. My name is Stevie Clifford, and today I am joined by Miss Mary McKenzie of Rangers Women's Supporters Club. Mary, how are you today?
Hi, Stephen. I'm good, thank you. Got a big cup final to look forward to, so can't complain too much. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. And that's exactly why we're here, folks. We're going to have a little bit of a chat about Sunday's big game for the women. We'll maybe even touch upon the men's form and just a general catch up with Mary. Mary, obviously Rangers are coming back on a difficult performance last Sunday against Celtic. Where did it go wrong in Joe's first defeat in charge, and what do we take out of that game?
I think Sunday was a really challenging game for us because we are kind of struggling with injuries at the moment. It was a surprise to see, you know, Cathy Hill drop out, obviously through injury. And I think Celtic have strengthened with the addition of Natasha Flynn. And you've seen the damage she done. You know, she had two good chances and she made the most of it. I thought we maybe could have had a slight change in personnel as the game went on, maybe a wee bit too late to make some changes. But you could see the quality in our side that we got ourselves back into it. But you know what, we've been unbeaten against them this season, and you know, to lose our first game against them was disappointing, but it should be a catalyst for us to kick on for the cup final this weekend, and hopefully we've got it out of our minds and we can focus completely on Sunday.
The injuries are the big thing. To lose Cath just before kick-off basically was a huge blow, because that whole right side of Rangers' defence was then exploited, and she's already covering for Rachel McLaughlin, who's a huge loss, and then Kirsty McLean also in the middle, as well as Kirsty Howard up front. Those three, Mary, have really taken it out of Rangers in recent weeks, and we've seen obviously they drew with Partick Thistle last time, 0-0, which is the only 0-0 they've had under Joe, and then drew with Celtic at Ibrox 1-1, and then this defeat at the weekend. So it's very quickly closed that 8-point gap, but it is the injuries in those three, I would say in particular, that have really knocked Rangers for six. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would agree. I think Kirsty Howitt, to start with, she's won back-to-back awards with the SWPL. She's been sitting high up on the top goal scoring list, and I've no doubts that if she had still been capable of playing in the last couple of months, she'd have been up around that top player spot. And she's a huge influence as well on, you know, our other attacking options. I think her and Rio partner up really, really well. And it has been a miss not having her goals involved in a lot of the games. Even like Inne in the middle, you know, I think she's an absolutely huge loss for us. And I mean, it's an opportunity for us to see a life without Inne, because I can't imagine she'll be hanging around too long at the club. She's a phenomenal talent. But then, you know, losing the likes of Cathy before the game on Sunday was a blow as well. Somebody that I think's had an absolutely terrific season despite a couple of, you know, injuries in amongst her season. You know, it's been a wee bit disruptive for her, but again, another player who really does shine at those big occasions and seems to absolutely strive in Old Firm games. So yeah, I must admit it's been a kind of disappointing kind of period for us, having a few drop points, but it's that consistency at the start of the season has given us that ability to do that. So you have to hope that we get some players back from injury soon, kick on from the cup final if we get a good result on Sunday. In fact, if we should get a good result on Sunday, and you know, then kick on for the rest of the season, because we've got a treble to win.
Yeah, that's right, and we shouldn't forget just how successful the women have been this season. They really have been phenomenal, the pace that they've set. It's just maybe not come off the rails as such the last couple of weeks. It's just maybe taking their toll, as we've seen with the men's side. Just to go back to the injuries a wee bit, I think something you said there is really key, that Inne's injury in the middle, what she brought to the team was that inventiveness to find these passes, and with her not in the team now, she's been replaced by Liv McLaughlin, who I think has been excellent, and Chelsea Cornet next to her, and they're different types of players. They maybe don't have the ingenuity to kind of do what Inne does, and because she's not been there, Mary, I feel like it's Rachel Rose, then it's easier to double up on her, and she doesn't have the direct influence then that she's maybe having, and that kick on up front as well, which you mentioned, having to try and find a new partner for Rio has been really difficult, because as good as Jane Ross is, as good as Sarah Ewens is, they're maybe not ideal partners for how Rio likes to play. And for Rio, we've seen her hit 30 goals and then she slightly tailed off because of that. So it's amazing how these injuries have kind of had that massive kick on. And for anybody kind of wondering, maybe not too clued up on the women's team, the knock-on effect to that really has been huge.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've seen it very clearly in the last few weeks where games have dropped points, but even in the games that we have won, we've looked less convincing than we have historically. But I must admit, it's quite a positive to see people like, you know, Jane Ross coming to the team just as Kirsta got injured. And that is a positive, but she has been out for a long period of time. You know, she's having to adjust to a new partnership with Rio and occasionally as well with Sarah. So it is still quite new. So we had this consistency at the start of the season where we could chop and change things up front, but there was still a kind of stability to the squad, whereas it's been kind of up in the air in the last few months. And I think that that's probably contributed to the kind of form that we've seen. But there is still real quality in the side. And I think, you know, people that like you mentioned, like Liv McLaughlin, Rachel Rowe, they have really stepped it up. And, you know, you can see the influence that they have on a game. Even having someone like some players coming back from injury and some players getting, you know, a wee bit of form as the season goes on is really, really contributing to our push here. And I think that has to kind of step up this weekend, because I don't think it's going to be an easy game for us. But I think we do have the quality in there to really cause trouble. And I think we should still be the team that everybody would be like to beat.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So let's talk about Sunday, obviously, big cup final, 1:30 kickoff at Tynecastle. Rangers will play Partick Thistle. Obviously, last time, as we previously mentioned, it was 0-0 and Thistle set with two blocks, which Rangers have been able to deal with this season, but not on this occasion. Mary, how would you go ahead of this one? If you look at the teams from last week, how would you change things up if you think they need to be changed up? How would you change it, and what are you expecting from Thistle? Because I think maybe, you know, it's not a point to play for in this one, so I think maybe they will have to come out a wee bit more. So what can we expect, and just give us a general kind of broad idea of how you think Rangers will approach this one.
I don't think we're going to change things too drastically. I think it's been quite harsh on young Mia McCauley, who I think has been outstanding for us this season. We've probably done a little bit to protect her and ensure that she's, you know, not exposed to too much football at a young age. You know, she's a really, really super talent, but she offers something that's really exciting to watch, and she's a real threat for us. So she's somebody I would like to see come into the team. I think she's done enough to earn that spot. I have to hope Cathy's back for the weekend. I think she offers a lot to not just our defensive play, but going forward as well. She chipped in with a lot of crucial goals, including, you know, the goal against Celtic in the semi-final. But I think it's going to be different because, as you mentioned, Partick Thistle actually need to come out and score goals. You know, the last game they were quite content to play for the draw, or, you know, I think they were quite unlucky to get the goal chopped off that they did. However, I think that they will have to adapt. They will have to change their gameplay a little bit. And whether that means sitting in and, you know, kind of hoping for a couple of breaks or a couple of opportunities from, you know, free kicks, corners, I'm not too sure. But I think if we play at the top of our game, we should still be better than them. I think even if they do try and sit in and, you know, try and sneak away with something, we should be quick on the break. We should be faster, quicker, you know, a lot fitter than the team. As pros, we should be able to deal with this and the pressure of the occasion. So I think we've got to look into our, you know, our experienced players within the squad to really lead and really support the kind of younger girls that are coming in. You know, you talked about Liv McLaughlin. She is still very young, you know, on loan. Libby Bance is just back from injury. She is, again, quite a young player. And for a lot of them, it will be their first experience of this kind of level of competition. So you have to hope that the experienced girls will really help them, you know, and give them that confidence to go and show what they can do, because there is so much talent across our squad. And I think we should have enough on the day to be better than them.
Yeah, I like that point. I'm glad you mentioned Mia McCauley, because she's somebody that I feel has to start on Sunday. I think that I understand why she didn't play last week, but I think that side got exposed. And with her legs and running ability and just her overall enthusiasm, I think that she can make a huge difference. I would go with her actually and Brogan Hay as my choice wingers on Sunday, Mary. And I would also bring in Kath, obviously Kath for Lisa Martinez. I think that that's the obvious choice. And up front, I would be looking to change that also. I'm not quite sure I have the answer. I think I would like to see Kirsty start, but I'm not sure she's going to be fit enough to maybe play the whole game. Is she fit enough to even start? I'm not quite sure. So those are the three question marks for me. I think that Chelsea, Rachel Rowe, I think that Liv McLaughlin all play in the middle. I think that obviously Nick Dock is going to partner Tess and hopefully Kath at the back. And I think the rest of the side maybe picks itself. But I think those three positions are the ones for me which are up for grabs.
Yeah, I would completely agree. And I wonder if, you know, Kirsty will be fit for the game. I really hope she is, because she has been terrific this season and it would be a really good opportunity to get her in there. But at the same time, I think it's a great opportunity for some of our strikers as well to really, you know, show their quality, show their ability to keep Kirsty out of the team. You know, she should be absolutely desperate to get back in that squad with a huge couple of months left of the season. So I'm quite confident that whoever goes up there is going to really, you know, put a shift in. But I would love to see her get back in and get match fit as well, just even for the rest of the season. You know, she's pretty much a huge player for us and her quality shines through, particularly this season when she started off, you know, absolutely flying in the league. But as you said, I think there's a couple of obvious swaps in there for me. And I think Joe's got quite a lot of decisions to make this week, but I really, really hope that she's got the strongest squad available to her and she can make a good choice on who she thinks the best personnel for the final is. But I'm pretty confident she's going to know what she's going to do, and I think the team will know what they need to do as well. I think there's a really clear plan on what Joe's expecting of the players, and those that were there last year and enjoyed a cup victory and, you know, the celebrations afterwards will certainly try to be sharing that with the younger ones and those that weren't at the club previously.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we kind of finish talking about the women, Mary, tell us a wee bit about the supporters club that you're involved in. Tell us where we can find you on match days, because I've had great fun sitting with you guys and all the sing songs you have, and it's such an enthusiastic and welcoming group. A lot of youngsters are now starting to kind of gravitate towards it and join in. So if anybody doesn't know about it and maybe thinking about taking their kids or wanting to experience it, the women's game, tell us about how they can find you guys and what kind of things that you offer, and again, what you're going to do ahead of Sunday's Cup final, because you are the official singing section. So tell us a wee bit about the group and where we can find the Rangers Women's Supporters Club.
Well, if you want to find us first on social media, you can find us at Rangers WSC on most of your classic platforms. The group itself is usually located at Broadwood, just behind the home dugout. So you probably hear the girls quite quickly. Or girls and guys, should I say. We do have a good number now, and as you mentioned, a lot of kids who are certainly taking over the songwriting duties, certainly changing up the 80s classics and ABBA songs to more modern music for the players. But the girls are fantastic that have set the group up, you know, had a real clear, ambitious goal to improve the atmosphere at women's games and make it a really fun, family-friendly, welcoming experience for everyone. So you can probably hear them on Sunday. I believe the group's going to be located in Block P. So if you're around and there's some spare seats nearby, you're obviously more than welcome to come and join in. Singing is obviously optional, but it would be preferred. They do love a good sing song. Any questions or anything anybody would like to know or just to reach out, just please give someone a message on social media. We will get back to you as soon as we can and hope to see a game in the future.
Yeah, I would echo that. I think the group have been a really positive endorsement, I think, of the women's game this year. It's been really great. And Mary, the manager, seems to really appreciate it as well. She's come over and taken a few photos and really gets involved and embraces it as well.
Yeah, she's been fantastic with us. Always being quite involved with the fans. You know, she's certainly made a lot of efforts to talk to everyone, like all the players do. But she does seem to quite like her song. So I've heard a few comments that she's been sick of hearing it in the dressing room as well from players singing along. So it seems like that's a popular song that everyone seems to get on board with. But yeah, Jo's been fantastic, and her enthusiasm and support for not just, you know, women's football in Scotland, but for women's football in general. She's really, really keen to grow the game, and she is trying to set a standard here that, you know, the other clubs should be following, and it's really inspirational for us off the pitch as well. So yeah, she's been a great addition to the team, and I hope that come Sunday she's picking up the start of her silverware.
Yeah, I would echo that. Jo's been great. She's really brilliant to deal with. And that brings us nicely, Mary, on to our other manager, men's manager Philip Clement, 50 today. Very happy returns to the manager. What have you made of Philip Clement since he came to Rangers, and how much are you enjoying him? Obviously, you follow Rangers everywhere yourself and Sam, very well travelled and go to all the games that you can. So how have you enjoyed the experience under Philip Clement?
I think what Phil's done is united the entire kind of fan base very quickly. I think he came in with a clear standard and expectation of his players, and he understood that, you know, this club comes with a must-win attitude for every single game. It's not acceptable to lose and drop points. And I think that's where the big difference is. I think a unified fan base, it makes a huge difference. You know, everyone's really back in the team. You know, the campaigns, you know, everything from everyone is really echoed across the fan base. And I think that's sometimes a difficult thing to do, you know, because if the performances on the pitch aren't so good, you then don't have that same backing from the fans. You know, things start to get a bit critical. But I think what he's got is a bit of belief back in the fan base. And I think our results are showing that. You know, we got a surprise result over in Betis and got an extra tie in Europe that I think most of us didn't really expect. And yet, you know, everyone here is desperate to go and watch games. I think ticketing is getting harder and harder, you know, to pick up. So there is a belief again. And I think that's what we've missed, really, is that desire to get everyone behind the manager, behind the team, and to go out and win trophies. And I think Phil's just managed to bring that together. And at the right time, I hope that, you know, we keep building these results, keep quietly getting on with our business, let other people deal with what they need to deal with, and then we can just kind of take advantage of that. You know, so many games left of the season, we've just got to keep winning.
Yeah, that's it. And that's something I've kind of tried to champion on this platform and on the review and stuff. It is just one game at a time. And Rangers potentially have 11 games left to hopefully chase a treble. We obviously have that semi-final against Hearts in the Scottish Cup, and then 9 league games, potentially the Scottish Cup final. How excited are you for this run in, Mary? It just feels like, to me, it's nice to be in control of our own destiny, considering that we were 11 points behind at the start of December, albeit with games in hand. It is nice to be in a position where heroes can potentially be made.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think a lot of people had completely written off this season, but I think the level of belief of us going on to win a potential treble was a bit of a pipe dream. But now it's quite difficult to enjoy. I must admit, it is quite difficult because the pressure is on, and I think we feel the pressure in the stands. You can feel it, that, you know, there's games that we are maybe struggling a little bit, but then, you know, we get a goal and it eases that a little bit. But there is you know, it is exciting. It really is. It's an unbelievable experience to be back in this you know, this chance to go and win a potential treble. And I think it's something that you've got to try and enjoy while you can, because, you know, there's been games where it's been an absolute shift, but just to get the result and the feeling after the game's been amazing. You know, just that relief of, yep, a step closer, we're a step closer. So I think that's going to be a feeling that's going to continue till the end of the season. But I just hope that we can keep it going and the fans really continue to get behind the team and Phil, because I think there's exciting times to come for the club, not just this season, but going forward as well.
I'm going to put you on the spot a wee bit just before we finish up. Who's really impressed you individually under Philip Clement, and who's your current favourite? Because I don't know about you, but mine change quite a lot. I must admit, there's, I go from game to game of having a wee favourite player, and I just think that that's kind of testimony to the manager as well, that so many have improved under him. I don't think many of us would have sat and thought John Lundstrom would be as good as he was, or Ridvan Yilmaz would turn out to perform as well as they have, and even Todd Cantwell hitting form superbly before, unfortunately, his injury. So I'm interested to feel or to hear who you've had and you've enjoyed watching under the manager.
I think you've just named two of them right away. I think Lundstrom's been fantastic this season. I think he's not had these, you know, exceptional performances where he's completely run the show, but there's games when he's just dug in and done, you know, the collective, you know, a performance that you need from him. You know, he just does the essentials of what we need to get a result. And I think he's a player that is massive in this kind of build up to the end of the season. I think he's been quite stable and offered that, you know, drive at points. You know, there's times where you see him try to ramp up the crowd, you see him try to ramp up the players round about him just to kind of lift things again. And I think that's exactly what you need in the middle of the park. Again, Ridvan's is one of them as well, you know, who has taken his time maybe to get settled at the club, but he offers something a bit exciting. Some of his darting runs across the pitch is really exciting at points when, you know, maybe we're struggling. And he offers something a wee bit different to what Barisic has offered in that kind of traditional left-back kind of role. Yeah, they two have really stepped up. But it's exciting even going forward watching, you know, Fabio Silva getting a bit of form. I think in the European ties, he was obviously trying to make a bit of a point against his home nation. But I think he was excellent, and again, for a young guy, he offers something quite exciting to watch and a real threat going forward. So yeah, I think it's been quite good, because as you mentioned, you see players that kind of step in and make a huge difference. I think Lawrence has had some really good games for us. I think Tav's been quite steady at the back as well. You know, we've not had a lot of kind of drama or issues, you know, that you've seen historically when confidence has been a bit lower. So just hope that all these guys can kind of all at the same time just start to step up again and just drive for that final last push to get the last of the season wrapped up.
Mary, a treble chasing Rangers men's team and a treble chasing Rangers women's team is certainly exciting. I know I'm excited by both of them, and I suppose for the women it starts on Sunday. For the men, they have that one in the bag already. It's been great to speak to you. We'll catch up again soon. And just before you go, just a quick reminder of where we can find the Rangers Women's Supporters Club and all the details before Sunday, if you can, please.
Yep, just on Twitter, X, Instagram as well, and Facebook, it's Rangers or at Rangers WSC. And there's a good bunch of people running those accounts who will happily answer any questions. And if you'd love to join us on Sunday, as I said, sit about section P in Tynecastle, where we'll be keeping an eye out for the noise, because that's where you'll find us.
Yeah, thank you folks for joining us here on Four Lads Bite Size. Hope you're enjoying the international break, if I can say that. I'm not sure I am. Roll on getting the Rangers men's team back next week, and good luck, and massive good luck to the Rangers women's team on Sunday. Mary, thanks for joining us, and thank you all for listening.